31-year-old stand-up comic Jesse Appel is making tea in his family home in Newton, Massachusetts.
I got, like, some flower tea. I thought I was going to be here for 5 days, but I'm almost here 2 months now, so I'm running
out of tea. It's tea he brought from China, where he's something of a celebrity. Jesse is a Jewish-American, Chinese-speaking stand-up comic. He went to China 8 years ago as a Fulbright scholar to study the language and the country's history of stand-up comics, and he became one.
I'm super happy to see so many people here and all sorts of people here. The thing is, when I come back to America, nobody believes I'm a Chinese comedian.
Jesse came home to the U.S. for the holidays, then couldn't go back because of the COVID-19 outbreak. So he did this fundraiser showing heartbreaking footage of Wuhan doctors and victims, but also hilarious videos from China's internet of people in quarantine. They were using sock puppets or making believe they were training for the Olympics, pushing teapots across kitchen floors as if they were curling stones. We did a story on Jesse's fundraiser. We'll post the tapes of the show again at hereandnow.org. Last week, he posted them on Chinese social media. You woke up to what?
I think the first night it got something like 20, 30 million hits. The best estimate I have now is somewhere north of 350 million views.
So you're getting messages too. What are people saying to you when they're messaging you?
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. Just the basic, like whenever you post a new video now, like I've got 30 seconds or 5 minutes worth of happiness and that's really valuable. And that makes me feel so good as a comedian. People have been commenting on, that they're very glad that a positive image of China is being shared outside of the country because everybody's suffering through this thing. And then to be going on to the Western media and seeing like negative report after negative report is upsetting to them. And to have, something positive come out of it where the Chinese people are able to show that they're facing down the problem with a good sense of humor, I think that reached people.
That's wild. And I know you've heard from friends, and we're going to call one. Now, who are we calling?
So we're calling my friend Storm Xu. So this guy is a Chinese guy born in Shanghai, raised in Shanghai, but he does both Chinese and English stand-up. When I got to China in 2012 and started doing stand-up, there were like 8 people in the whole country that knew what stand-up was and was doing stand-up, and he was one of them. He's also, performed at Edinburgh Fringe Festival. He was in Melbourne. He's been hustling real hard for a long time.
But since January, Storm's been alone at home in his apartment.
Hello?
Hey, Storm, how you doing? It's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, what's up, man?
I'm doing good. I'm here with Robin, who's a reporter for...
Jesse introduces us. Now, we know we can't ask Storm sensitive questions about the handling of this illness. This is, after all, China. And we know that over 80,000 people have been sickened. Over 3,000 people have died from COVID-19. So to break the ice, I asked, was Storm also in air quotes training for something like the Chinese people we'd seen?
Yeah, I'm trying to be world's fattest guy.
World's fattest guy.
By eating a lot.
But so you're not in quarantine, are you?
Well, we just do quarantine voluntarily, voluntarily, 40 days plus.
Wow, that's a long time.
I did go out a couple of times to buy stuff.
Storm, I gotta ask you, I mean, you're a stand-up comic. Are you like, how are you doing what you do?
To be honest, my talent all went to waste. I haven't been on stage for a long time. Yeah, all my talent went to waste. I don't remember some of my jokes right now, and I don't have the rhythm or cadence anymore.
Yeah.
Storm, I was wondering, Jesse did these fundraising shows here. They've gone mega viral in China. Have you seen it, by the way? Have you seen it?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, it's true.
And by the way, what'd you think of that? I thought it was such a beautiful show. It was a mix of, his feelings for the people of China, but also those hilarious videos.
Actually, the comedy circle here, right, were rooting for him, for Jesse. I mean, from the beginning, trying to get more audience for him, we think that's a profound thing to do. To make people believe in humanity more.
To make people believe in humanity more.
That's a beautiful thing, man. American guy who does stand-up comedy in China, something we all should be proud of, I think, because he's one of us, right? Mm-hmm. If he does something good, that means we do something good collectively.
Oh, that's very cool. He does something good, you do something good collectively. Does it make you laugh the way it made us laugh?
Yeah, it's really funny. I don't know, man, because people start to share your video. It's beyond stand-up. For them, it's beyond stand-up.
It's beyond like, stand-up.
Yeah, you connect people. The video connects people. They think, wow, okay, there are people in U.S. also care about Wuhan and feel for us. It connects.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to get you.
Yeah, well, and you have. What's it like? I mean, when you look out the window, what's it like there?
To be honest, the first week, it was rough. Felt like a little hopeless. But over time, it's just normal now. I went to buy some grocery yesterday, and I was more comfortable home than outside, you know what I'm saying? Stuck inside for too long. Now it's like comfortable.
You're more comfortable and inside also, than outside.
Yeah, it's more comfortable inside than outside. There's a term used in Japanese to describe men who stay in their apartment.
Yeah, like kikihimori or something like that. The subculture of Japanese people that just have like stayed at home for like 4 years and like never leave and their parents just bring them food.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like such a profound time, Storm. But first of all, congratulations, because we know in China, the number of cases is going down. In fact, we're reading of, you know, new cases. Many of them came to China from Italy, one from the United States. People who now go to China have to be in quarantine before they can go out in China. They have to stay in a hotel, I guess.
Such an irony, isn't it? Like, 2 months ago, my Western friends, some of them went back to U.S. I don't want to get virus. Right, but now they are coming back to China to avoid the virus, which is I don't know, man.
I it sounds like humor actually may be more important than ever in China.
Yes or no, but more importantly, how you handle, which Jesse did. But if you get it wrong, I mean, margin of the error is like very small. To be honest, I mean, I'm a stand-up comedian myself, but I still don't find any funny out of the coronavirus so far. I don't know if I can make it funny, and because some jokes I heard on internet are really offensive to me. I mean, I'm a comedian. I'm supposed to be the last one who gets offended, right? But yeah.
Yeah. Storm, do you have any idea when the open mics are going to start again?
Oh, no matter it's comedy or music, I don't see anytime soon. I see it's quite dangerous.
Yeah. I was worried about this because, like, even if they allowed it to be back on, it might be months before people psychologically get used to being in groups together. You said you got used to being alone at home very quickly. Like, it just doesn't sound like fun.
No, that's true. Like, even for comedians ourselves, I don't know how I'm going to justify this. If it's, like, allowed to be open, but how I can convince myself, convince people around me that going back to the theater, going back on the stage. Yeah, everybody, after a long time quarantine, stay at home, everyone's a little bit, the panic is understandable.
Hey, one last question, Storm. You must be so proud of the medical establishment there.
Oh, I don't want to use the word proud, man. It's like, I don't have any adjective for me to use at the moment. It's just selfish to let other people jeopardize their lives for you. And so the word I'm trying to use is it's painful. It's painful to watch medical staff just fight at the front line and suffer. It's painful. They're suffering. That's what they are. It's painful for me to watch. It's painful for anyone.
It was fascinating to see someone from China, where the collective is prized above the individual, unwilling to even use the word pride because it might reflect some undeserved glory back on him. As for Jesse, it was shocking for him to see how somber his friend was. After our call, Jesse said this was his worst fear, that the Chinese would be wounded beyond the obvious physical effects of COVID-19. But before we hung up, we had a glimpse of the storm Jesse knew, when Storm brought up Americans' need to get toilet paper.
Yeah, man. Yeah, get as much as toilet paper as you can, man. So,
yeah. He said get as much toilet paper.
Right.
And then, you know.
I don't know. Dude, I don't get the idea around just stocking up toilet paper. Why toilet paper?
Well, I don't know. Have you ever been camping? Wait till you run out of toilet paper.
Yeah, but you can still wash your, like,
Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys.
See you soon, hopefully.
Good talk to you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Storm Chu, in his third month of self-quarantine in his small apartment in China, and his friend Jesse Appel, the American stand-up comic in China who's stuck in the U.S. because of the virus. We'll link you to Jesse's videos that have gone mega viral in China and, as we just heard, brought so much comfort there at hereandnow.org.